Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Naturally Green, the first broadcast of 2021. And really, for me, the new year will begin January 20th, when a new president and more likely to have a competent administration will take over the United States government, and we will turn a corner to some semblance of normalcy, and we'll have I think competent people once more who can actually implement policies like vaccine distribution, etc. It's going to be a challenging couple of weeks until then, but that's when I plan to really celebrate. This time of the year, great chance to get outside and explore. It's not very cold out. Some rain, so some low-lying areas will be pretty wet, but it is it's really quite pleasant temperatures outside, and no super cold spells coming. So yesterday went for a walk in Ellison Park and found evidence of beaver that are working in Ellison Park. It'd be interesting to see perhaps there's an organization that does research or in some form or another interested in beaver in Herkimer, New York. Chris Clemens of Exploring Upstate sent me their details, so I got to contact them and find out more information about how widespread beaver are here in our area. I mentioned last weekend that we had seen signs of beaver, didn't see the actual beaver, basically in Genesee Valley Park on the west side of Genesee River, just south, and I mean 100 yards south of 390. So pretty close to the tennis courts in Genesee Valley Park. You just walk south of there, southwest along the river, and the trail eventually goes by the training center for police and fire department, or at least fire department. That's off of Scottsville Road, and the path kind of follows the river down to fairly close to Jefferson Road. It actually comes out to Jefferson Road, out to Scottsville Road before it gets to Jefferson Road, just because it gets very narrow, and there, I think maybe not even any space for a path to go along the river. But it's an area that's not used that often. I see some people out there, but not nearly as many in other parts of the canal path or the Riverway Trail, and there's a beaver lodge there. So, and given all the trees that have cutting going on, they are a very active beaver. So I didn't find a beaver lodge in Ellison Park, but there are more places for them to hide it in Ellison Park, and I didn't really have a chance to look too much, but did see some very recent cutting of trees in Ellison Park also. So I'll hopefully update you next week on what's happening, how many beaver are in our area. But I find it fascinating. I'm excited to see evidence of them and to maybe learn more about them. As I said last week, perhaps this beaver lodge and, again, what is essentially Genesee Valley Park. I'm not sure if the west side of the river is part of the park, but it's right across from the golf course where this beaver lodge is located. This could be the first time in maybe 400 years, total guess on that number, since there was a beaver lodge in downtown Rochester, other than, any beaver that may or may not be at the zoo. I'm not sure there are any beaver at the zoo, but perhaps there were some beaver in the Genesee River north of the the falls and toward Lake Ontario at some point in the last 400 years. I don't know. My assumption is they were trapped out of this area much earlier than they were out of, you know, Adirondacks or Southern Tier or other areas that were not as populated, less accessible. So, again, total guess on that. And if you've heard anything or seen posts about other beaver lodges in the city of Rochester, let me know. It would be kind of fascinating. It was just another excuse to get outside and walk around and explore looking for this. You might end up seeing river otter, maybe mink in the region. And there are a number of other, you know, obviously fox, coyote, black bear in some areas, bobcats. Keep your eyes open. There's some fascinating wildlife around our area. And let me know what you see. You can email me anytime, michael@saverlife.com. And mild temperatures relatively today, and the rain/snow is supposed to stop. So if you have any bulbs, which you are feeling really guilty about, like you bought these spring bulbs back in October, November, and you know, got too busy with other things, and they never went in the ground, and you're feeling guilty, which has happened to me before, you can still get them in the ground. Today would be probably an ideal day. It's going to be 27 tonight, which will slightly freeze the ground, the surface of the ground. And so you could potentially plant some this week, but it's we are supposed to get some snow and just things will get a little bit wetter. So put them in today. If you want to plant some garlic, put that in today, unless you have really wet soil from the recent rains, in which case, better to wait. You don't want to be planting in mud. And I forgot, actually, I do have some daffodils, which a friend of mine took out of the ground in this past summer, and they were dividing them, which you don't usually need to do with daffodils, but these have been in a long time and kind of stopped blooming, even though they were sending up lots of foliage. So they divided them. And so I've got all these daffodils that are in the garage that I forgot about. But maybe I should take my own advice and get those in the ground today. I've got to figure out where I would put them. There's a whole lot of them, probably 100 or more of these daffodil bulbs. So as long as the ground's not frozen, you can plant them. They'll probably bloom a little bit later at this point, but that won't really matter. It extends your blooming period for daffodils. And let me know if you see any flowers blooming outside. I used to do a first in bloom contest kind of before global warming became a thing, and it just, I wish I kept better records of exactly what we found and when each year. But it seemed to get to the point where there were just lots of things in bloom on January 1st. So it's likely someone has snowdrops in bloom. I'll probably go check a couple sites that won previously just to see if they have any snowdrops blooming. There were, sort of microclimate locations, and the fact we don't have really any snow cover means that what little sun we've had reaches the ground. Actually, I'm not sure we've had much of any sun, but the areas near a foundation, stuff like that. So a couple sites I'll go looking for snowdrops. Might find some dandelions in bloom. I would venture you probably would. The other, of course, argument is that these are not the first flowers of 2021, but really the last ones of 2020. Since most of these things have been in bloom probably for a little while. I looked for my cyclamen, but no evidence of that blooming, probably more like February, and my hardy cyclamen will be blooming. But the leaves look really stunning. I took some photos of them that I'll post. Variegated leaves. A lot of cyclamen varieties are kind of roundish leaves, but I've got one variety that's got pointed leaves, and they just look amazing. And again, some of them will bloom. I've got varieties that bloom in the fall, and I have varieties that bloom in the spring. This new foliage that looks really beautiful is probably from the fall blooming varieties, and they send up their leaves in the spring. It's not quite spring, but send them up very early. And this is an area that gets no sun, literally zero sun, because it's on the north side of our house. There's a house next to us. There's a tree over it, and the cyclamen are within, you know, probably 2 feet of our porch. So they just never see sun. And a limited amount of direct light. The tree over them is a Japanese maple, so it's a sort of dappled shade, not heavy shade, but they just never see sun. And if we don't have snow cover, they're pretty reliably blooming with little pink flowers in February, or when the snow cover finally disappears. So this is the reason you plant snowdrops. I mean, they're white, so they're not spectacular when there's snow. But to have anything blooming now is pretty cool. And, you know, I find exciting. So my snowdrops in my front yard are in a not a good microclimate for early blooming. I actually need to figure out a better place to put some additional ones, probably along my driveway in my backyard. I have an area with some winter aconite that bloom pretty early, that would be that might be a good spot for some snowdrops to get some of the really early blooming ones. Mine will bloom probably in February, but you really need a microclimate of warmth to get them to bloom in January. So let me know what you find in bloom. You might find, you know, occasional strange flowers on things like myrtle. Just sometimes a few weeds in bloom, like wintergreen. Or English daisies bloom at the oddest times. And some of the primrose are remarkably tough. They might be blooming. If you planted some icicle pansies or winter pansies, they might be blooming right now. I forgot to do that, and kind of regretting that. They bloom most of the winter, often through next summer if they get a little bit of shade. So, kind of regretting I didn't plant any icicle pansies, or I think a copyrighted name or brand or something. But there are a number of winter pansies that you could have purchased back in the fall. You're unlikely to find them now anywhere. So, you have to make a note. I need to make a note. Put some snowdrops in a better microclimate this next fall, and do a few other things to expand the season even more, just in my yard. So email me photos of things that you find in bloom. There aren't any prizes this year, but I'd love to hear from you, and it would be fun to see what kinds of things you find in bloom, or interesting things that you see out in nature while you're out exploring some of the parks. We went to some of the lesser used parts of Ellison Park, And I've got to look up. I didn't have time to look up what this plant was, but there was a vine growing over a shrub. And this is, you know, along the path at Ellison Park. And this the vine was dead. It was an annual vine. It had seed pods or fruit that looked like they were from like Datura or something. Datura produces a fruit that has lots of spines on it, kind of roundish fruit that has spines on it. But it's not a vine. So this was, it kind of reminded me of a vine that, and a cucumber, but cucumbers wouldn't have dried into these little globes, spiny globes. I mean, look like puffer fish or something. And they were maybe 2 inches long and inch and a half in diameter, completely hollow. And they look like little, kind of tan Japanese lanterns or something, until you got up close and you realized they had thorns on them. Not dangerous thorns, but definitely wouldn't want to grab one of these things. So what was it? There was a house up the way along Blossom Road, pretty much across the street from where the Daisy Flour Mill is located, so it's kind of that end of Ellison Park. And I don't know what this vine is. I've got to figure that out. My project for today. So if you know what it is, email me, michael@saverlife.com. I should have tried to take one of these little globes with its seed. I would assume it has seeds in it, although it's basically hollow at this point. It would make sense there'd be seeds in it. But I don't know where it came from. It doesn't look like something native, and it doesn't look like an invasive species that I've heard about. I'm guessing it's maybe something that seeded itself from something the house up the road had planted. Kind of mysterious, actually. I'm not familiar with all plants out there, but I know quite a few different plants, and I really don't remember ever seeing anything like this. It was kind of a wimpy vine. It was dried up and dead, but not very, very thin stalk to to the vine. Didn't hard to tell what it might have originally had in terms of leaves. It was really kind of a fun mystery. So that's why you go exploring. That's why I go exploring outside, is to see things like that. So email me what you find, photos, description, etc. michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with the food show this morning, Discover the Finger Lakes, and tomorrow the grapevine here at saverlife.com. Have a wonderful start to the new year. Happy 2021.